This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by Olivia Frankenstein. Olivia Frankenstein is an Etsy store that specializes in creepy-inspired enamel pins, buttons, t-shirt, patches, posters, bags, and much more, including their original design, Spooky Mouse Club, a must-have for every Creepy Kingdom citizen. You can check out that design and much more by going to oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com. That's oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com.
Spellcaster Media presents.
And welcome to episode 134 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. Podcast all about the spookiness of theme parks, films, and beyond. I'm your host, Mr. James H. Carr II. Here for another fun-filled episode of Creepy Kingdom. Coming up in this episode, we'll be coming to you live from the gala at the Tower of Terror. This is a private party that we attended that was part of Spooky Days in the Park, which was part of the Creepy Tour. So much Inception going on there. But anyways, we're so excited to bring this to you. We recorded this live at the party. In the future, in the not too distant future, we'll be releasing an episode, which is our Creepy Tour wrap-up. So I'll give a little more background on this and some of the other things that we did. So, you know, prepare yourself for that. And overall, we have so many episodes ready to go for you guys between our regular episodes and our Creepy Days episodes, which is, of course, our look at the Halloween events happening around Southern California and Orlando. That we're going to be coming probably 2 a week for October. Maybe into November. Not sure. But we have a lot of great stuff coming up ahead. Also would like to mention, we just announced this on social media. So, it's podcast announcement debut, is that we are going to have a holiday get-together. It's the first annual Creepy Kingdom holiday soiree. It's on December 9th, 2017, and it will be some location at the Disneyland Resort. We don't know the location yet because we don't know how many people are going to be showing up. So we created an event page. You can find it on our Facebook page. You can RSVP. Once we get an idea of how many people are going to be there, then we'll figure out where it's going to be. But some of the things that we're planning is a Creepy Kingdom Secret Santa. And we're going to do a charity drive, too, that we're in the works of getting all the details worked out. Just in time for the holidays. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. If you're able to attend or if you're a Disneyland local, it's the first Creepy Kingdom Disneyland meetup event that we're ever doing. And we're kicking it off right. So, without any further ado, let's begin. Hey, everybody, it's your pal James. I'm here with some more of my pals.
Hi.
That's Ryan. Let's see who you are.
I'm Ryan.
Hello, people. And that's Grant talking to you. We are on the bus, the private shuttle
on our way to the private Tower of Terror party going down.
It's private because James is a diva, and
yeah, I made sure that the general public couldn't attend. Yeah, as you know, we got to be safe. We don't want people coming at me from all angles. Ryan was going to say something. It was too hot for TV, apparently. He couldn't do it.
I just saved you some editing work.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's lots of people here. I'd say maybe 70. Some of them are dressed up like bellhops. Some of them are wearing shorts and t-shirts like myself.
Yeah, such
a very well dressed today, though.
Yeah, I thought this was a gala, guys. What happened?
It's hot.
It is hot. It is very hot. But so what are you guys most looking forward to at this event?
Oogie boogie.
Nice.
Booze. Or getting to ride Tower of Terror over and over and over. Unlimited times tonight, or at least for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's right. How many times do you think you could ride Tower of Terror in 2 hours and 45 minutes?
Are we talking sober, or are we talking traditionally? If we're talking sober, I can probably do it 20 times.
I want to point out, I like that the difference of sober is traditional to you.
Yes. Well, it is the next dimension, but it is a sterling example of things to come. But
oh, boy. We gotta watch out for this guy.
I'm going to do it 6 or 7 times for sure.
All right. I'm not sure, but we're going to cover all the events. Just to recap, we have a dessert bar, an open bar with a special cocktail made just for this event. And the characters, we're going to be seeing Oogie Boogie, Maleficent, and two more I can't remember. Queen of Hearts, but she doesn't talk. Who was the fourth one?
Bob Iger. I'm going to raise the prices even higher.
And unlimited rides in Tower of Terror.
And what's great about...
And a DJ.
And what's great about being at the top of Tower of Terror is we're going to be able to see all the construction going on at Hollywood Studios as it happens.
Now, is it actually at the top? Where is the party actually going to be? Do we know?
The party is wherever you are, James.
Well, clearly. But anyways, this caboose is about to take off in a few minutes. So I just wanted to get kind of the pregame thoughts and, you know, maybe hear us when we can still speak clearly.
I didn't even realize I was doing this till this morning. So my thoughts are I'm going to be happy regardless of what happens. But as long as I get to go on Tower of Terror a few times, I'll be happy.
Well, hopefully their dreams will come true.
Pretty sure they will.
Hello. Oh, hello. Remember me? It's been a few years, but I'm doing all right. Good to see you. Welcome.
All right, we are in the party. About to, right off the bat, the mistress of all evil, Maleficent, is here. I'm excited to meet her.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely lovely. She is the hero of Sleeping Beauty.
This guy loves villains.
You're just misunderstood. She should have been invited to the party.
Yes.
I would have invited her.
Well, we came in and they just, right off the gate, we're on the courtyard of the Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios. Went through the back, went behind Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. We walk in, right, waiting for us was Maleficent. We didn't have time to get going. We just, Maleficent was right in our face.
I was already going.
Grant brought over a drink. What was the drink you brought me?
It was Maleficent's Punch or something along those lines. Maybe you remember the actual...
Vodka and Punch.
Yeah.
Maleficent's Vodka and Punch.
So we now know that Maleficent likes to party. She loves to party.
Clearly.
And it wasn't bottom shelf vodka, which was nice.
Well...
He does make dreams come true.
Yes. But the courtyard is there. They're playing music.
The bar's open. We just went through a bunch of desserts. We had the dry ice cream popcorn experience. Where we breathe like a dragon.
On more than one occasion, we've tried that. At least 3 times for me. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty spectacular. Yeah, we're having a great time here.
We have not ridden Tower of Terror, but there is no wait.
I hope not. This is a private event. So we're at, what time did this officially start?
10:45-ish, I think.
Well, we're at 11 now. So we have
an hour and 45 left.
An hour 45? All right. Well, where did the time fly?
Hand gestures are really good for podcasts.
They can't see them.
They all know that you're here. Everybody knows that you're standing right next to us, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's in James's rider to have me standing next to him.
It is. I need assistance.
Diva!
All right. So, how are we gonna spend, the next hour of this?
I intend to see how many of these vodka and punches I can consume.
I'm gonna do a drink and then ride Tower of Terror. Have a drink, ride Tower of Terror. The person whose job it is to clean up Tower of Terror is going to get a nice raise tonight.
Hopefully.
No, I'm not actually going to do that. I'm not that irresponsible of a human being.
Usually. Oh,
and there won't be any raises either.
They're announcing somebody.
Oh, he's coming out.
Snow White!
Please Evil Queen.
The Evil Queen.
Hey, James, you should interview the Evil Queen.
You think that's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's cool. I met her in Disneyland last year. All right. I hear Kidnap the Santa Claus. I don't see an Oogie Boogie yet. Evil Queen is still out. What are you drinking there?
Planter's Punch.
What villain is that?
I'm going to go with Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors because it's a plant. That's the best I can come up with right now.
I'm going to go with it's a Halloween-themed drink. Non-character exclusive.
I'll take it. Oh, Gina. Hi, you're live on the Creepy Kingdom podcast.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
You're one of the people that put on Spooky Days in the Park, and you put on this amazing private party at the Tower of Terror. How did you come up with this idea?
We've actually been thinking about this idea for a few years. We've been wanting to do a meetup that had something to do with the villains, and Disney actually kind of helped us come up with the idea for this party tonight.
Oh, Disney came up with this idea.
They kind of helped us.
They pitched it to you?
Yes, okay. They pitched it to us, yeah. And it was kind of a hard pitch to turn down. So, I mean,
for sure.
Yeah.
So now that you're here and it's realized, how does it feel?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty surreal. If you could see it, you would see how amazing this is. It's pretty cool.
Well, we'll definitely be taking pictures and videos, and people will see it. But, I mean, it's such a rare experience just to have this section of the Hollywood Studios and Tower of Terror.
Absolutely. One of the cast members just told me this is the first time she ever got to say there's no wait on the Tower of Terror.
No wait.
No wait.
It's a 0-minute wait.
Yep, that was a first. That was pretty cool.
So have you been on yet?
No. It's not a ride for me.
Oh, you don't like...
It's not my kind of ride.
You don't like that?
No, it's not. So I'm enjoying every other part of it.
Okay.
And meeting the characters is pretty cool for me.
Of course. Usually the meeting the characters is a hassle, but now there's...
Exactly. I know we're like a bunch of kids in line here tonight. Yeah.
But we don't have to feel awkward cutting in front of children because there's none here.
Exactly. No crying kids tonight.
No, there might be a few crying adults.
There might be, yeah. There might be.
Well, night's young, but awesome. Well, enjoy yourself.
You too.
Thank you very much.
So much.
All right. We're here live at the Tower of Terror Gala? What's the
Gala?
Gala,
Gala at the Tower.
Gala at the Tower. We're here to storm the village. All right. So, who am I with? State your names.
Rochelle Morgan and Nick Morgan.
And Nick Morgan.
No, I'm sorry. I said your name for you. I apologize.
She was saving you some syllables. So you're here at the party. What do you think about the party overall?
This is one of my top three, probably, Disney events of all time. We just rode the Tower of Terror by ourselves, alone, and we came out to get our photos with the Evil Queen, and now we can go right back on and ride the ride alone again.
That's nuts.
To me, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing right now.
It does not get any better than this
and
event right here. Right.
Free
now.
Booze and free chocolate.
What more do you want?
If you want more than that, then something's wrong.
I mean, to me, this is amazing just to be able to not have to worry about all the other guests while I take all my silly photos in the library and inside the tower to be able to sit and just examine all the little hidden gems and with the scenery.
No one's rushing you along as you
exactly.
walk to the crew.
Like, we can take it all in. Like, this is what I ride the ride several times to get that alone, you know what I mean? Just to be able to, the line at this ride in particular, to me, this is one of the best rides Disney has as far as like the all-encompassing, you know, properties yeah. of the Twilight Zone. Like, they get it. Like, they used it right, and they did it right. Like, and especially something so classic, to bring it into the modern day, they did it right. I'm just in awe right now that this is even happening, that we're here.
This is really happening.
After the park's closed, at the Tower of Terror, we're less than 100 people.
I'm going to need the photos tomorrow to prove that this was a real thing.
Picture Pixar didn't happen.
Right, exactly.
So, well, have you experienced anything else at Spooky Days in the park yet?
We just got here today, this afternoon. No, so this is the first thing we did. We went here, and we went over to Animal Kingdom to eat. That's the only thing we've done. We walked around a little bit. We didn't get here until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got a full day of activities tomorrow.
I hear there's a movie playing tomorrow at noon. Foolish Mortals or something like that?
That sounds silly. I don't know. I might not check that out. Well, I don't know.
But I heard the screening earlier today was like standing room only or something.
Standing room only.
we had a guy we were asking for directions like, you were in the movie. We're like, what are you talking
Somebody
about?
Said that to you. I guess we should mention these guys are in Foolish Mortals.
But no, it was just like, what do you, what? Oh, yeah. Yes, we didn't know what he was talking about until it was like, oh, yeah.
That's so funny. You're asking which way is something, and they're like, you're in the movie.
Find the bus, where we needed to go for the bus, and he was like, you guys, I know you. I was like, I don't think I know you.
Like, you guys were, like, famous and didn't even know it yet.
I doubt that. Famous for the wrong reasons.
There's nothing wrong being famous for loving Haunted Mansion. So.
Oh, no, dude. Second only to Haunted Mansion is Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'll stop hogging your time as you get to that bar and get another round.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Amazing.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by League of Shadows. This is an Etsy shop that specializes in paranormal and creepy-inspired jewelry, including a Haunted Mansion Parasol Girl necklace. Just go to Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows. That's Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows.
Grant just went on Tower Terror completely by yourself.
We just nailed down our main feature.
What was that like? Walk us through it.
It was really eerie because normally you just hear screaming and everybody else. And being on that ride by myself, I kind of felt isolated. Even though I knew that, like, obviously there were cameras watching me because it's a Disney ride. It was really dark and scary. The idea of dropping in darkness and elevating quickly by yourself is so off-putting. And what was strange is there's a scene in the version in Florida, obviously, because that's where we are, where when you enter the fifth dimension, you see a picture of what looks like your car distorted with all these people in it. Turns out they do not take a photo of just that car. I was with a bunch of people that were not with me, so I guess that makes it even creepier.
Yeah.
But it was magical, and I thank you, James, very, very much for inviting me to this event.
Wow. that sounds terrifying because, yeah, that's part of the fun is you're being in a packed car, everyone's screaming their head off, being with silence. Is that's super eerie because I'm used to hearing that kind of energy and to have that energy gone. That actually sounds terrifying.
It is. It's like a horror movie. And maybe if I get another drink or two and James, he'll do it by himself. But I don't think so. There's too much going on here.
Yeah, I haven't even been able to get to the Tower of Terror. I might not ever. The party is a little, it's not very long. In fact, we have like just about an hour left.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe an hour. Yeah, an hour left. So do what you can do.
And Oogie Boogie has not come out yet. The Queen of Hearts is currently out. So we're all waiting to get a picture of all of us with Oogie Boogie. This is a what a party. But I gotta, so we'll be back and see what happens. All right, we're here with the Spooky Day in the Park spokesperson. What's your name?
My name is James. I love my title. It totally makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
You know, my name is James, too.
Oh, my gosh. We're kindred spirits.
That's amazing. So you've been making some pretty fun videos promoting the event.
Yeah, we're enjoying it, giving a little bit of a cheeky twist to a little promo. Not a bad thing.
Not at all. So how did you become the spooks person?
I've been with Spooky for about 2 years, 3 different conventions, doing the panels for the celebrity guests, hosting those. And my kid actually happens to be a Full Sail graduate in film. So I said, if you need any promos, let us know. We've been producing them since I was talking to Petey about it, since this whole event came about.
Very cool. So you produce the videos yourself?
Yeah. Well, I've been very lucky. I have a couple of friends that have helped us out. Wise Photography did the first couple of shoots for me. And then Sid, he's actually also a YouTube person under Dr. Wolfula, if you want to check his other videos out.
Okay.
And then, he's the one that's been editing and producing for us.
Oh, very cool. So what do you think about this event we're at, the Private Tower Terror Gala?
You can't get any better than this. I mean, if you're talking top-notch events, Disney is definitely the name at the top of the list. Combining it with the spooky side of things along with the villains that everybody loves and can't get enough of, how can you not love it?
Yeah, no, it seems like literally a dream come true.
For everybody who's here, we're definitely geeking out, for sure.
So how many times have you gone on Tower of Terror?
Honestly, I've only gone once because I'm kind of going around and talking to people and taking pictures. I did a little shopping. You know, it's no wait in the gift shop, so you can't.
Oh, the gift shop's open, of course. Absolutely. Nice.
You know, if you're going to spend money, definitely do it in a gift shop here at the Tower of Terror. And then, there's been the bar to visit a couple of times and the desserts. I mean, you can get diabetes just from being here. They're so good.
Yes. Yeah. So, tomorrow is day 2 of Spooky Day. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I actually get to start off the day in the Bazaar with a cosplay panel with some experts on cosplay and cosbounding and how to bring more spookiness to your wardrobe for the days that you want to go out and kind of represent your favorite characters, movies, attractions, that kind of a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and you did something today as well, right?
Yeah. We had the cosplay and cosbounding fashion show. So we kind of gave everybody an idea of what you can do to turn your favorite characters, your favorite attractions into either everyday outfits that you can wear out and about or things that you can wear to the parks and will be allowed to wear. Because, of course, we know we can't do costumes when we go to Disney or the other parks.
Sure.
But you can dress like your favorite character in the colors and styles of your favorite things. And you kind of skirt the rules that way. And it's a lot of fun to be creative and, you know, make up your own things as well.
Sure. All righty. Well, I'll let you enjoy the rest of this special event. Thanks for chatting with me, James.
It was amazing. Thank you, James. Enjoy your evening.
All right. Will do. All right. There he is. We came out of the fifth dimension.
And thank you so much for staying late for us.
You're welcome.
It was a blast. Five times. I got to go through the secret door for the fifth time.
Where's the secret door?
Right here. There's a real elevator here that takes you up higher. Spoiler alert. Now, the third version, so the first time I did this was the traditional time. The second time was the by myself time. The third time was the close my eyes blind time. The fourth time was the karaoke version where I performed a Meatloaf song the entire time I was writing it.
Really? Wow.
And the fifth time was the time I went through the secret door that I wasn't planning on writing. And now my stomach feels a little wonky from all the A, booze, and B, up and down.
All right, we're taking the bus back. The event ended very abruptly, if I say. But it just went by so fast.
It's because time flies when you're having fun.
I guess so. We're on a bus. We got separated from Grant. He's on the second bus.
This is not surprising.
But I'm sure Grant's going to have a little bit more to say about this event. He did a lot of tower terroring, enough for the both of us, I think.
Okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, this has been kind of an event. What is your thoughts about attending an event like this?
If you have to edit me, I apologize in advance.
No problem.
It was awesome. Spooky Days really, really grabbed hold of an opportunity to have us all be able to hang out at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. And it was phenomenal. The characters were really great. The food was amazing. The drinks were very strong and flowing freely. Open bar. The DJ was great. The song selection was great. Everything about it was just top shelf and a really, really nice experience.
I don't know how to sum it up any better than that. Very unique experience. I guess my only complaint is that it just went by too fast.
I am a candy apple.
Right, we... He is. They gave us candy apples on the way out. I mean, what more do we want?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Wow. All right. Well, we might be signing off, but once we reconnect with Grant, I feel like he's going to have some things to say, because he just went through some things on the Tower of Terror, several rides by himself. Apparently he sang Meatloaf out loud by himself on one of the rides.
I would do anything for love.
I won't do that. All right, signing off. Oh, that was a short ride back. I feel like it took us like forever to get here.
The waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, somehow Grant escaped the fifth dimension. We got him out. And so we're wrapping the night up. So what are your final thoughts on this event?
Well, the best part about being in the fifth dimension is that it's the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. That's probably a joke for three people, because the band The Fifth Dimension sang that song Aquarius. That being said, I thought it was cool seeing unique characters that you don't normally see out. Primarily Oogie Boogie, who, if you really go back into the archives, Brittany and I actually got to meet him in Hong Kong. But he is a very hard character to meet here in the States. I enjoyed riding Tower of Terror five times, twice by myself, which itself is an eerie experience. The first time I did the traditional ride-through, second time I did the solo ride-through, third time I did the blind go-through, so I just closed my eyes, and that was very off-putting, because you knew where you were, but you didn't really know which way you were going to go. It was very... very strange, and a raccoon is running out right in front of us. That was kind of cool, just right now.
Some Disney magic. What's the raccoon from Pocahontas?
Yeah, Nico. Stay out of the road, Nico. Anyway, and then the fourth time I did a karaoke version that I recorded where I sang Meatloaf, because I was by myself, very loud at the top of my lungs while riding the ride, because I figured, well, what can I do that I could never normally do on this ride?
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
And the fifth time was a traditional way, but I got to go in through the service elevator because they were allowing people to get one last ride on as the night was coming to a close. The desserts were great. The drinks were absolutely amazing. I may or may not have had an equivalent number of drinks to the number of times I rode Tower of Terror, but I'll let you just kind of be the gauge of that one. All in all, this was a great event, and I really hope that they do more things like this. I think a Haunted Mansion one would be fantastic.
Of course. I mean, that I couldn't even imagine having a party in the Haunted Mansion.
I'm sure you could imagine.
I could, right? But I'm just saying I couldn't contain my excitement for something like that.
That's James's dream every single night. He goes to bed just thinking about that, looking up into the sky and just going, oh, Haunted Mansion by myself. Party in the Haunted Mansion, people dressed like Madame Leota, all that wonderful stuff. But yeah, it was absolutely an amazing experience, and my only complaint is that it was too short.
Yeah, I think that's what I said with Ryan, is that it went by so fast.
Well, once again, thank you very much, James, for allowing me to, or for allowing me to know about this event, and that way I can experience it for myself. So, once in a lifetime opportunity. Thank you.
You betcha.
If you would like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by sending us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, some videos, there's some video to go along with this episode, that's for sure. Pictures, links to our articles, all that stuff that you just crave, it's all waiting for you at creepykingdom.com. And of course, if you would like to help support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, until next time.
I have to go now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom is brought to you by Bat in Your Belfry. Bat in Your Belfry is a collection of original macabre art and art pieces, with many Haunted Mansion and Nightmare Before Christmas inspired prints available. They also have pieces inspired by Harry Potter, The Witch, Edgar Allan Poe, Chernabog, Krampus, and so much more. Check out Etsy.com/shop/Bat in Your Belfry. That's Etsy.com/shop/Bat in Your Belfry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the karaoke version of Tower of Terror by myself. Eventually. Just waiting for it to start. Here we go. And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that. I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that. And some days I pray for silence, and some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And some nights it comes like easy, and some nights it's carved like ice.
Some nights are like nothing I've ever seen before or will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as my dreams keep coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And you know it's true, and that's a fact, a duck. I would do anything for love, and I'll take the vow and seal of happiness. But I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. So I won't do that. I would do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do that. I would do anything for love. You've been dreaming of, but I just won't do that.
Sorry, I'm missing you. I'm a little drunk.